your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to them, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just a quick scripture lesson today. This story of the 10 lepers is found only in Luke's gospel. It's not mentioned in Matthew, Mark, or John. And it would appear to be a story about gratitude. Only one of the 10 returned to give thanks. That's not at all what Luke had in mind. Luke was the most prolific author in the New Testament. He wrote his gospel, which ends with the ascension of Jesus to the Father, and then he writes Acts of the Apostles, which begins with Pentecost and traces the early church up to and including Paul. We would know nothing about the early church were it not for Luke. And while Luke's Jesus is the all-forgiving, all-healing Jesus, he is also the Jesus who is totally and completely without power. Luke writes his gospel addressed to Roman citizens who are living in present-day Turkey, but he writes mainly to the people who are on the peripheries, the poor, the slaves, the servants, etc. And his Jesus is one of them. It is only in Luke's gospel that we're told that Jesus was born in a stable, surrounded by animals. And who comes to first worship him? Not kings, as they do in Matthew's Jewish Jesus, but shepherds, the dirtiest people on the planet. And throughout his entire life, Luke's Jesus is powerless, and that is where his power lies. He associates with the people on the peripheries, the prostitutes, the tax collectors, the sinners, etc. I have often said that if Luke's Jesus went to the Vatican today, he would be repulsed by all that wealth and that concentration of power. On the other hand, if Matthew's very Jewish Jesus would go to the Vatican, he would walk down the center aisle of St. Peter's, sit on the throne, and say all the prophecies of old are fulfilled. A central theme of Luke's gospel is that Jesus comes to bring salvation to all. It is no longer simply limited to the Jewish people. And in the opening lines of this passage today, he says that as he journeyed to Jerusalem, he passed through the regions of Samaria and Galilee. There are no such regions geographically. What Luke is saying in this gospel and what it would have meant to his audience is that salvation now comes for everyone. It's not limited simply to the Jewish and the Israelites. Amen.